WLBPD at AADL Library Profile. In an effort to maintain localized LBPH services for Washtenaw County residents, the Ann Arbor District Library, AADL, assumed the administration of services as the NLS Subregional Library, MI-1B, the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL in February 2009. While Washtenaw County extends beyond the Ann Arbor District Library's boundaries, all WLBPD at AADL patrons, as well as all individuals living within their households, are eligible for an AADL library card at no charge. WLBPD at AADL serves approximately 480 active accounts. Staff training. Anybody seeking the services of the WLBPD at AADL shall be accommodated at any of AADL's five locations during all hours of operation, 74 hours per week, in person, by phone, or by email, and in a timely, professional, and customer service-centered manner. All public services staff, approximately 175 full and part-time staff representing the following departments: Circulation, Youth and Adult Service and Collections, Outreach and Neighborhood Services, and some Information Technology and Security staff receive the following training. Orientation. Training for all new hires system-wide on how to assist blind and physically disabled persons both practically and sensitively. Viewing of training videos, The 10 Commandments of Communicating with People with Disabilities, and What to Do When You See a Blind Person. Two-hour training sessions. For all newly hired public services staff, also offered to regular staff as a refresher and or as one-on-one training by request. Background on the history and structure of NLS. Call Readers Advisory Training. Staff resources. A tour and introduction to the Assistive Technology Lab, the services offered, and training on the level of support expected of staff upon patron request. New Hire Materials Processing Training. All new circulation materials processors receive one-on-one training on materials processing procedures by a circulation supervisor. Readily accessible staff resources. Staff are encouraged to both rely on and assist each other whenever possible. This is done in all of the following ways: side-by-side at a public service desk, behind the scenes while following up on a patron request or processing materials, by calling another staff member on the phone, by emailing the WLBPD@AADL.org email address, which goes directly to several staff members' inboxes for immediate follow-up, by accessing any staff member system-wide who may have an answer to a question through the channel, a staff-only online chat room. Staff Wiki. The WLBPD at AADL has its own portal on the AADL Staff Wiki. This is a designated area that addresses all things WLBPD related in detail, from those things covered in in-person trainings, to statistics, to how to navigate through call-to-order materials or update a patron account, to how to request a title currently not available be recorded by the BTBL, to how to assist patrons with applying for and downloading books from BARD, to helpful NLS resources, and more. Email updates. Managers and staff are easily able to send out updates to staff to draw their attention to changes made to the wiki or to announce a newly added service, promote a training opportunity, or to otherwise inform staff by selecting the appropriate group email to send the information to. The WLBPD at AADL's training is highlighted as Training in Action in a How to Do It manual for librarians implementing cost-effective assistive computer technology by Jane Vincent, copyright 2012, Neil Schumann Publishers, Incorporated. Services provided. In addition to NLS-provided materials and equipment and general account maintenance and reader's advisory, the WLBPD at AADL also provides the following materials and services. Large print books by mail. AADL circulates over 3,800 fiction and nonfiction, adult, teen, and youth titles in large print format. All WLBPD patrons are also eligible to receive large print books by mail sent to them from the AADL collection. audiobooks. AADL has over 12,800 book on CD, BOCD, available for checkout. Describe video DVDs. AADL has a robust DVD collection, including Describe videos in DVD format. A list of those titles is available on the library's website. E-books, e-audio, e-video. AADL produces in-house podcasts and video downloads, as well as participates in a consortium with other Michigan libraries to offer e-books, e-audio, and e-video. As a service to low-vision youth and adult book clubs, WLBPD accommodates requests for digital copies of selected books for book club members. WLBPD produces book clubs to-go guides, which include the following resources available in digital, audio, and/or large print format: summary information and reviews of the titles, author biography, a list of suggested discussion questions and read-alikes, tips for book groups, and evaluation forms. With at least six weeks' notice, large print and recorded versions of guides can be developed for titles on demand. Assistive technology on public computing stations. All public computing stations at all AADL locations are equipped with or have access to JAWS, Giant Trackball Mouse, MS Windows Magnifier, and Zoom Text. Elevator tables. All computer stations in the Assistive Technology Lab at the Downtown Library and two stations at the Mallets Creek Branch are located on top of wheelchair-accessible adjustable elevator tables. Assistive Technology Lab. The Assistive Technology Lab, located at the Downtown AADL, is equipped with a Kurzweil 1000 scanning station, a JAWS computing station, a closed-circuit reader, a large-screen Mac station, and a refreshable Braille display station. Assistive technology training. Assistive technology training is available in the AT Lab at the Downtown AADL on a walk-in basis, Tuesday 1 to 6 p.m. and Wednesday 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Handheld magnifiers. Each AADL location has a collection of handheld magnifiers for use within the library. Outreach. WLBPD at AADL staff is available to give presentations and demonstrations, attend meetings and support groups, host booths at expos and information fairs, and visit local libraries, schools, and institutions to promote and sign individuals up for NLS services.